Hey guys, welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. Adam Ray here. Wow, this week, a lot of shows. Tonight, New Jersey, two shows. First show sold out, second show almost sold out. Tickets at adamraycomedy.com. Sunday in Halifax at the Great Outdoors Comedy Fest with Dr. Phil. Tickets at adamraycomedy.com. August 23rd, Tempe, Arizona, two sold out shows. But if you DM me, I might give away a few tickets. So a few trickets. A few tricks. Trick or treat. I am thinking about Halloween already, but we'll save that for another show. Today's episode is the best of Omaha, Nebraska. The Funny Bone in Omaha did five shows there. All sold out. All great crowds. And this is the best from that weekend. It's a lot of fun. You know how I post these crowd work best ofs from the weekends to not burn material. And just because over five shows, there's always some silly shit that happens and goes down. So wanted to share that. So go watch it on YouTube if you're bored. And also go watch the new Kill Tony. Just me as a solo guest. One of the best episodes, no doubt. And no character, just me. And Tony and Red Band. Red Band, truly the MVP of this episode. Go check it out. It's on YouTube. And Friday, check out the new Adam Ray Show on Netflix. Have you watched it? Do you dig it? I'm having so much fun. Friday's episode is Coach Mike McDonald and GM of the Year, John Schneider from my Seattle Seahawks. Hard Knocks just started, so the timing couldn't be better. It's a great episode. It's the debut of my coach, Ron Donnelly. Sorry, the second time. First time was with Andrew Santino, which that episode is also up on Netflix, The Adam Ray Show, every Friday. Check it out. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, Adam Ray Comedy, for clips and bullshit every day. And, of course, adamraycomedy.com for the Who Is Me theater tour, which continues September, October, November. We got Anaheim, San Diego, Hawaii, Montana, Salt Lake. We just added Chicago. We're probably going to add a second show. Thank you so much. That's October 23rd. Philly, Madison, Reno, Hawaii, Philly. I can't wait. AdamRayComedy.com. Come out and see me on the road before I shoot the special. And you're going to see me on a couple big pods very soon. Bad Friends and Whiskey Ginger and Harlan Williams. Anyway, hope you guys are having a great week. Enjoy the fucking weekend. And enjoy the best of Omaha, Nebraska. All right. Bye.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Weed's legal out here, right? You guys have, sorry. what a bad thing to bring up. Why?
Tom Osborne.
Say it again, bud.
Tom Osborne.
Is that your mayor? Who's Tom Osborne? He used to be your football coach. And he's the reason that pot, yeah. Sir, what's going on right now? I'm trying to, because that's not what we're talking about. And you're trying to, you just grabbed the fucking wheel and exited the freeway. And we're on fucking Weed Avenue right now. But yeah, Tom Osborne's a big figure. So you heard Weed and you thought, oh, a little bit of silence. Fucking here's my chance to insert, participate. Yeah. Tom Osborne, you think he smokes pot? Tom Osborne probably has no problem obtaining marijuana, right? He's that that famous and friendly around here. Yeah. So you guys don't even have dispensaries. Oof, sorry. Say it again. Fake ones, yeah. Oh, fake cover-ups, like a rub and tug, but it's got a marijuana leaf outside. Oh man, I just blew a lot of fucking guys' cover. Yeah, no, babe, I didn't know. I went in for a joint, and it's not my fault that Vietnamese girl just started sucking my dick. I thought she was blowing weed on it. To be honest with you, I thought you can get high when you get the weed blown into your urethra. You're not. Why are you not believing me right now? What do you got when you have tourists come through? What do you guys kind of pimp out? The zoo? Big Omaha Zoo? What's kind of your, what's it called? The who? Yeah, Joey, let's try you. The Henry Doyle Zoo. Who's Henry Doyle? Doyle? Philanthropist, and he fucked, dude, you are the exact person I wanted to divulge that information. Yeah. Fucking Postmates Malone in the corner. Look at you, dude. Fucking gold teeth, big beard. You're killing it, man. What's your first name? Scotty, let's go. Scotty, you go to the Henry O'Doyle Rules Zoo much? Yeah, what's your favorite? Do they have, like, you know how every zoo is always like, you know, they've always got a new attraction. Like, we've got the first, you know, lesbian zebra, or the first, you know, trans panda, or, like, you know, we've got, you know, monkeys with, you know, with 2 feet and five, you know, dicks. Like, what's your guys' claim to fame?
The albino alligator.
The albino alligator. Let's go. Yeah, and what, and people are fired up for that? Does he have a name?
Scotty.
Scotty. Is it really? No, yeah. You wish, though, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many other people have you told that to?
Never.
Never? Yeah. You know his name, Scotty, because that's something that nobody would fact check. Like, Google is at our disposal, but I'd say 90% of us wouldn't be like, no, you fucking, I'm going to take 10 minutes to fucking figure that out. You all right, my man? That's a great laugh. Just kind of tailed off there. My man, what's your name? Ian, yeah. What do you do here in Omaha, Ian?
Sell workers' comp insurance.
Workers' comp? What happened?
It's all me. I cover it.
Oh, you cover it? Yes, okay, sir. I thought you were a victim of... No. Let's go, dude. Was that the dream?
No.
Yeah, what was... I asked because I like stand-up, but, you know, there are other aspirations. Like, what was that kid dream for you, Ian?
Kid dream. Game show host.
Game show host.
Stand-up comedian.
What happened? You're too offensive? Oh, shit. Do you got any jokes on you that you'd love to come up and try out on the crowd right now? For real? Come on up, dude. Yeah, come on up. I'd love... You got one joke? Ian, come on, one joke. Grace says, one joke. Come on up. Guys, make it loud for Ian. Here we go. Come around this way, my man. Yeah. So, Ian, I'm going to give you a... Oi, sir. Let's go, dude. Yeah. If you're here, who's stealing all of Andy's toys in Toy Story?
I'm going to check the bottom of my shoe here. Not me.
Great. So, game show host. What game show had you identified as
Price is Right?
Me too.
Younger, but Jeopardy Now.
Jeopardy Now, yeah. You relate more to, yeah. When you were a kid, it was just about spinning the wheel. Now it's trivia.
Spinning the wheel, trivia now. Yeah.
How did you see me like that?
I thought I was in the Cloak of Darkness.
I don't think I've heard anyone say the Cloak of Darkness unless they were about to put a spell on some blind children. How did you see me in the Cloak of Darkness? Racing away in the corner of the cave. All right, Ian. Yeah, Price is Right, dude. All right, so I'm gonna pretend to be like a young comic, like, and I'm gonna do like the ending of a joke, and then I'm gonna. Ian, what's your last name?
Thomas.
And what do you? So again, and you're in what again?
I sell workers' comp insurance.
That's right. And do you have like a fun catchphrase or something you abide by, or like something interesting about you that I could use in the intro?
Literally nothing, but on Fridays, I say, how's your days going, blah, 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 trying to get through the Friday. Yeah, I'm spiking it up, just like my coffee, I pour a little Irish in here. Get through the day.
Hopefully what you're about to do is better than what you just said. Yeah. All right, here we go. So walk down the stairs, I'll give you a proper intro, and then you come up, and then one joke, okay, cool? All right, here we go. Guys, give him a little bit of love before I bring him up.
So, anyway, that's the last time I... So that's the last. Next time I go to IHOP, I probably won't eat the pubes. That's my time, everybody. Thank you so much. My name is Brian Bryans, and you guys ready for more stand-up comedy? Okay. The Sticks guy is a big fan of Friday, and he's a worker. If you fall off a fucking bridge, he'll fucking get you like $1,500. So please give it up for Ian, everybody.
I don't know how to shorten this. Give it up for my man, Brian Bryans, here. Hey! Let's go. Love it. I'm actually a physical analysis on the side as well. Nothing professional. Obviously not my personal stature as well. What I do mostly from my couch, but when I'm driving home from work, I analyze the guys jogging on the sidewalks. And when they stop at the stoplight and hit the crosswalk button, maintain jogging. Real assholes, they'd never be on my cross-country team. F those guys.
All right! Brian.
All right, so look, So look, that was a mistake. But there's something about, but dude, come on. He came up with no fucking game plan. I mean, you know. Dude. I could feel some people being like, I'd rather watch more of Adam's fake stand-up character he just did. No, dude, Ian, that was, wow. It's nerve-wracking, huh? Once you fucking get up in the lights and you're like, dude, I gotta keep people's attention. Yeah, so that was your first time taking a stab?
First time,
dude, yeah. I mean, yeah, dude. I mean, yeah, you basically, it was, you know, it was a lot of information. You know, you were like, I do this, the cross, you know, you're like, I cross, you know, you always want to cut the fat, condense things. You were like, I press the, you know, the buttons at the crosswalk. How many people know the button at the crosswalk? You know, yeah. You ever feel like that white guy, you know, he's walking and you're always like, and then all of a sudden it's like, stop. And you're like, okay, you know, yeah, okay, I guess you're my dad now, you know, like. And then all of a sudden you trailed off and you're like, yeah, and then there's some fucking Indian guy. Fuck that guy is what I heard, right? Got super racist towards the end, but yeah.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You guys have heard me talk about BetterHelp for a while now. Sorry, but look, I don't think we ever really have talked about why so many people continue to use it and recommend it. If you're curious, don't just take my word for it. Go to betterhelp.com/reviews and check it out for yourself. There are hundreds of new reviews coming in all the time from people sharing how helpful BetterHelp has been in their lives. It's honestly been a much better use of my time than scrolling or reading in the comment section pretty much anything else, because one thing that's really stood out to me about BetterHelp is that an average live therapy session rating of 4.9 out of 5 is what they have. And based on more than 1.7 million client session reviews, it's a lot of real feedback from people who actually use the service like myself. And I think it's worth you to check it out as well. If you're thinking about trying therapy, BetterHelp makes it easy to get started. You answer a few questions, get matched with a therapist based on your needs. And if it's not right, they don't stress you out. You can just switch therapists at any time. It's kind of like dating, except everyone involved is actually trying to help you. See the reviews, see what stands out, and see if BetterHelp is right for you. Visit BetterHelp.com/aboutlastnight. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/aboutlastnight.
Also all good. We got some, you know, some Adam Ray hats out there and some Dr. Phil hoodies and shirts. This one is, you know, they're soft as shit, too. This, you know, just a little Phil face on the front. And then, you know, we'll be right back on the back. You know, fucking Joey, would you rock this, baby? Let's go, dude. You guys can't hear, but he's going, do you want to see this on? Yeah, let's go, dude. Joe, throw it up. Throw it on, baby, yeah. Oh. I mean, for sure I'm going to send this footage to your boss. Yep, there we go. Yeah, got it. Yeah, you're perfect. Comfy, yeah?
Oh, my God.
It fits. Oh, my God. I think I found Victoria's Secret.
That was somehow funnier than what Ian said. Keep it going for Joey. There he goes. Into the night. I mean, dude, took full advantage of that moment, Joseph. Stood up, shirt up. Now, what? How much of that had you, I mean, you had moments to decide what you were going to do. You leapt on stage pretty quick. I thought you were going to Will Smith me. I was pretty ready. I haven't been in a fight since fifth grade, and it was Taekwondo against my fucking sensei, and I was ready to fucking 1-2 punch you, so. But you got up on stage, and then was it just, you got caught up, you know? Shirt, I mean, are you a big, you know, that shirt came off quick. Have you done that before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That's your, yeah. Oh, yeah, where else have you... That's your move. Where at?
Well, my software company.
At your software company.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. So just to take things up a notch when... Yeah, when things are getting a little stale?
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. Let's go. Yeah. 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 And Joe, who is this to your right, by the way?
That's my fiancé, Abby.
Fiancé Abby. Abby, how... Yeah.
Well, maybe ex-fiancé.
Maybe ex-fiancé. We'll be right back. Yeah, that's definitely a possibility. No, I think she's fired up. She's been laughing, and that's a good sign. You want to laugh through the highs and the lows, right? And this is, you know, arguably both. Joe, have you ever been on a stage before, or was that first time?
That was my first time.
First time, like never done karaoke or anything like that?
No.
Wow. Where'd the confidence come from?
Well, I've always had the confidence.
Oh, you always had the confidence. Oh, I've always wanted to get up there, but I just didn't have the male boobies for it. And you and Abby met where, Joe?
On stage.
On stage. Where at?
No.
Oh, she's a dancer. Yeah. No. At work. Abby, what do you do for work? You staff healthcare employees. Thank you for your service. Yeah, awesome. And so you met Joe at online or live in the flesh?
Yeah,
live in the flesh. Live in the flesh. And at a bar?
No, at work.
Was he one of the patients that you were seeing? Or? Yeah. So how did you guys intersect?
He does one thing and you do the other.
Yeah, no, I've put that together so far, yeah.
It's usually on top.
Yeah, it's usually on top. Yeah. Oh, okay, let's go ahead and shift gears. Yeah, what do you mean by that? Now that we're here, Joe, what is the first time you guys got slippery? How did you guys... No, Abby, you don't want... Okay, that's fine. What did he say to you? How about that? What did he say that really got you going?
Well, this guy's different than the other guys I used to talk with.
He made fun of your loud shoes. Fucking classic joke. Holy shit, my man, you're having a good time, man. Clapping at every joke, screaming out. He got the fucking Harry and the Hendersons beard. I love it. What's your first name, dude?
Brock.
Brock. What do you do here in Omaha, Brock?
I live in Norfolk.
Norfolk? Where's that?
Like a million miles away.
A million miles away? Pretty far. Thanks for making the trip. And what do you do in Norfolk? Smoke shop, pod dispensary, or like a tobacco.
No, Nebraska hates us.
Weed's not legal here.
No. Bummer, unfortunately.
Dude. Unfortunately, yeah. What? But you find loopholes, yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That was a trick question. I knew that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You're like if weed grew into a person, Brock. Yeah. Brock, you smoke pot and you like to do what? What's your go-to move? You get a little stony baloney, and what do you engage in?
A little bit.
Yeah. A little bit of what? Is there more to that sentence? Yeah. So you get a little high, Brock, right? You smoke a J, right? And then you like to do what?
I like
dabs. Dabs, yeah. But so... Yeah. Okay, so smoke, yeah. You're like a guy I asked at a show in L.A. a few nights ago. I go, what do you like to do when you smoke pot? He was like, cocaine. I was like, all right, that's not what I thought. I meant like music or fucking hikes, you know? Like, are you... If you can get out of here, buddy, that'd be great. Thank you so much. If there's... Brock, I'm talking like... Like an activity. Like, do you play an instrument or like video games? Like, what if you get to the ideal like level of inebriation and have like, you know, the best buzz, right?
I sleep.
How long do you think? Are you like, did you take a nap like today and that grew that beard or like what's going on? How long do you think you could sleep at one time, Brock? Like an hour. Okay, so yeah, because you got to get back to the smoke shop and. Yeah. Oh, you guys couldn't see, but he just went like this and then went like that. So, yeah, I don't know what that was. I think that's a cocaine gesture, right?
Baseball.
Yeah. Oh, baseball. 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 I thought we were playing baseball. I was trying to give you a baseball sign. Yeah. Two runners on third, one on nine. Hey, we got to steal home. Yeah. Brock, who else works at the smoke shop with you? Do you have a big crew?
I just fired a lot of guys.
Oh, shit. For doing what?
Stealing.
Fuck, dude, yeah, you had to lay it on the hammer. Okay, so when push comes to shove and shove comes to push, Brock is no stranger to authority and discipline.
That's correct.
That's correct, yeah. And Brock, what do they steal, if you don't mind me asking?
There's a stuff called 7-0.
What if he was like, my heart, I'm gay now. I left my wife and they turned me on. Yeah, okay, so 7-0. What's 7-0, Brock?
It's like gas station heroin.
Oh, shit. I mean, you didn't have to fire them. They were going to die on their own. I feel like you just added insult to injury. You ain't dying on my watch. Get the fuck out of here. Gas station heroin? Fuck, I didn't even know there was... God, I am so isolated. I'm like... I did shrooms once, and I talked to a bing bag for an hour and a half. Guys, take care of your staff. How good are they, right? Do they get you fed and get you lifted up? You guys drink. Is this Omaha? I mean, the drinking age in Omaha is like 12, right? My boy Adam Devine, when he told me he grew up here, he was like, we were drinking when we were like 5. Is that true? You guys really just fucking go for it, yeah? What else is there to do? Let's go. What else is there to do, my man? Like, well, I got one more night here. Absolutely nothing? Yeah. How long have you been here? Yeah, and so this is maybe the arcade next door, yeah? Literally this, yeah. The Huskers, yeah, football. Fucking fight? Let's go, Brock. Dude, I knew you were sitting on a Panda Express fortune cookie. Fucking fight. Let's go, dude. Now, in which order?
Whichever one you want.
Yeah, that wasn't an invite. Yeah, that wasn't... We'll be right back. That is, yeah, that is. You give this guy an inch, he's like, hey, I'll fuck you or fight you. Which one do you feel like? Dude, let's go. Now, Brock, let me ask you this. What's the last fight you've been in? Or have you ever been in a fight?
I've been in many fights.
Let's go. Yeah. At the smoke shop or what?
No.
No, just out and about?
No, I was...
Online?
No, I was in seventh grade.
Seventh grade. Take us back, Brock. I'm gonna take a sip. Go ahead. The floor is yours. All right, send me an email. That sounds fucking so long. There was this dude, and he played the saxophone, and I played the drums.
Okay, thank you. Oh, Brock, right there. The gentleman who looks like he was on Duck Dynasty. Brock, there's a saying I have back in the Dr. Phil show, which is life gets crazy. I think we can all agree. In fact, everyone hold up a glass right now. Maybe a shot of something. Yeah, fellas, yeah, got a Diet Dr. Pepper, yeah. You're not old enough to be here, are you? What's, yeah. Look like my son's bar mitzvah friend. Mike, hold up here. You drank all yours? Yeah, okay. Well, maybe just grab a man's cock or something. Hold on to something. I love you, Mike. Thanks for coming out. We'll get past this together. You know, life gets crazy. Omaha, Omaha-ha sometimes, right? Tonight was full of giggles and sharts and darts. Everyone was throwing some at the wall to see if it sticks, right? And I think most things stuck tonight. Did you guys enjoy yourselves mostly on tonight's program? Sure. But sometimes life don't go according to plan. You know, sometimes, you know, you spark one up when everyone's trying to spark one down. Does that make sense? There's two sides to a pancake, you know? So at the end of the day, leg of my ego, happy early Kwanzaa, and shave your head, your back, your pussy, and your crack. We'll be right back. I love you guys. The Rock. Kind of a new impression. She's back.
That was the longest pee of all time.
First name again? Laura, oh, that's right. Laura Brock and I took a shot. I hope that's okay. Okay, great. You sound fucking thrilled about it. Is that Brock? It seems like a pretty fun drunk though, right? From yeah. Let's go, bro. Fucking dude, thanks for fucking dude. ET phone home. Ashley, he's what? Is he trying to make me cry, Ashley? With the kids, yeah. So tonight's his fucking. This is why you stick around. I mean, let's fucking go. Your kids, yeah. And your new kid, fuck. So stepdad and then real dad. Let's go. Dude, let's, and then now the occasional cocktail. Three kids is a lot though, Brock. So, no, you just fucking, you got to keep it clean. But when you go out, like Ash, you'll be driving. You've had a drink? Brock. Dude, let's get fucked up tonight, dude. I'm not even joking. Do you want to take one more shot and go play in the arcade? Well, I got to do the meet and greet first, and then, yeah. Ash, you might just fucking have, I'll see you at home, baby. That's, Brock, I mean, I'll Uber you home. Oh, I'll pay for you, Uber home. Yeah. I mean, the meet and greet could take a minute, so I mean, I don't want to, you know, make you stay. If you got to get home, you also got, do you have any dad activities in the morning?
Oh, no.
Norfolk, that's right. Guilt free. Let's go. And the kids are with who tonight, Ash?
Laura.
Who's Laura? All right, maybe it's not a good idea to extend the evening. Right. He's like, Grandma, can you believe it? Say it again. Oh, yeah. You're Ashley. Yeah. Okay. Let's go. Awesome. And they love Grandma and Grandpa. Awesome. I love Grandma. Oh. Brock, every time you say something, we learn more about you. What is too much? How can you have too much love for your grandparents? The kids. Oh, fuck. What are they? Oh, dude, what are they?
They abandoned me.
This is the weirdest show I've ever done. I mean, how do we go from Chaz to almost fucking knife fight to fucking, my kids don't love me anymore. Grandma and Grandpa have Parcheesi.
I have a PlayStation with one controller. Which does suck. Dude, Brock, all right, so what are grandma, how do we get the fucking power back? That's the worst age for them to start picking sides. Yeah, yeah. Wait. A half a block away and you never sit there all the way? So just walk over there and fucking kidnap your kids. They run back? This... Are they your kids? I'm starting to wonder where you got them. Yeah, they're like, dude, just let us stay with these nice old people. You guys don't know who we are. They're stepkids. Oh, yeah, fuck, dude, I know what that's like. Yeah, they're a step away from the real thing, yeah. God, I was joking. That was wild, what you just said, yeah. So I go, step away from the real thing. He goes, fucking, that's what I'm saying. You're not real. You didn't come out of my balls. You aren't real. Fuck it, dude. Let's go, dude. Dude, the stash and the party in the back? Let's go. And the O.J. Simpson t-shirt? What the fuck? Dude, stand up and show the room what you're working with, dude. This is my new favorite guy. Look at this guy, dude. Yeah. Let's fucking go. What's your first name, man? Nope. Nobody asked you to do that. Nope. Nobody. Okay. We'll be right back. That is, wow. That, all right. Can you do it one more time? I actually got to see it. And first, yeah. Actually, come up on stage and do it real quick. Just fucking come up here. Yeah, just fucking. What's your, wait, what's your name?
I'm Chase, go for it.
Thanks, Chase. One more time for Chase. That was not planned. Oh my God, I gotta be honest. As a kid, I had a buddy that could do that, and I was always envious that I couldn't. How do you teach yourself to do that?
I don't know, I could do it since I was like 4 or 5.
4 or 5? What, who was making you do that? There's no shortage of that. There's no shortage of guys. You know, thinking, you know, guys in 2025 still, fucking, you're still gay, you fucking. My wife took me to get a facial and I told a buddy of mine, and he was like, oh yeah, what was his name? Fucking gay. All right. That's why we don't talk a lot. Had Wendy's for the first time. Oh yeah, you're back to eating women? Fucking gay guy. Anything. Guys can take anything and spit it into something homosexual. You know, like my man, what's your first name?
Dan.
Dan, yeah. Dan, what do you do here in Omaha?
Inventory manager at a Jack Link CC.
At a Jack Link CC? Yeah, fucking jacking off CC. Yeah. See, anything you say, you can make it into a gay. How long you been Jack Link CC?
13 years.
And that company does what?
They make beef jerky, the Sasquatch.
Let's go. Jack Link's. Jack Link's.
Yeah, the beef jerky.
Awesome, dude, yeah. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
No.
Yeah. Was there ever a time where you like, man, because it's, you know, it's fun to, but this feels like Bigfoot believing territory, no? Yeah, my man, yeah, what'd you say?
There is people, yeah.
There is people. I don't think that's how you say that sentence, yeah. Chase, can you hit me with a belly roll? Chase, can you hit me with a belly roll? Chase. Great, thank you, Chase. I just need to cleanse my palate from... I mean, by the way, that could not have been better timing. Do you believe in Bigfoot? There is people. There is people who Bigfoot believe he real me, to me. To me real Bigfoot be. To me he be real. To me he be. Who?
Biden.
There's a Spreely Dice in there. Yes, it's really nice in there. My man, one more time.
Ace Freely. Yes.
Ace Freely from Kiss. Does he live here? He's not from anywhere anymore. What? Oh, he died today. Oh, shit. Great, way to suck the fucking energy out of the room, sir. Talk about my parents' divorce next? So, sorry, was that a big, was that a guy that you really looked up to? Sir, are you what's going on right now? I asked if you were, I know you seem moved by the passing, I'm so sorry. I am a Kiss fan. I actually saw Mini Kiss at a casino once. Fucking, have you ever seen Mini Kiss? You haven't laughed harder or clapped louder than seeing an all-dwarf band called Mini Kiss. That's awesome.
Is that your favorite band of all time, my man? What's your favorite band? Yeah. It was so sad. If you were gonna do, what's your first name? We'll keep her out here. What? If you were gonna do Carrie, it's weird how quickly I respond with that. Sir, what, if you were gonna do karaoke, what's the genre you would begin with? And what's your first name?
Matt.
Matt. Sorry for the kiss. Yeah. Still not a favorite band, but you like it enough to sing it publicly. What's the go-to song that you would open with? Yeah, it's okay. We don't. Yeah, we can move on. Say it again. I feel like you would drive this conversation. Chase, where do you go from here? How do we find you? How do we follow your? How do we follow your adventures and your purchases? What's your job, by the way?
I'm a sprinkler guy.
Of course you are. What do you mean by that?
I make house calls, fix underground sprinklers.
Okay, cool. So yeah, you're not just walking around in fucking, you know, Scottie Pippen, you know, cologne, just, you know, spraying the lawn and keeping everybody wet. Yeah. What? How did you get to be a sprinkler guy? Yeah.
That's one of those things that you don't try.
Yeah. Well, you did. Why is it not just what? Do you get to make your own schedule at least or what?
No, but I don't have to work in the winter, so that's cool.
Don't have to work in the winter, so you're taking the winters off. Yeah, like opposite teacher schedule. Who's this to your left?
These are my friends, Twitch and Sarah.
Twitch and Sarah? Yeah. Fuck yeah. I had a feeling that guy's name was something like that. The guy is like, he's got fucking the Menendez Brothers pubes in his basement. Twitch, what, is that a nickname or a birth certificate?
Yeah.
Nickname, yeah, for sure, yeah. But what's the real name? What do people call you that know you, you know?
Kyle.
Kyle, great. Yeah. And where does Twitch come from?
That's a long story.
Great. Can you condense it? Meth? Yeah, this guy said meth. Is he warm or colder?
I have ADD.
You have ADD? Yeah, we all got some, baby. Yeah. Real quick, like a quick, you know, 15, 20 second version of where Twitch came from.
I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah.
Who with him?
How about this, Chase? Who labeled Kyle Twitch?
Big Chris.
Big Chris. Who the fuck? Am I on a hidden camera show right now? Who is Big Chris, and where does he fit into the equation?
Another sprinkler guy.
Another sprinkler guy, for sure.
Not really that long of a story.
Okay, great.
He moves around a lot.
He moves around a lot, yeah. So he's, yeah, a little twitchy, yeah? So ADD, Twitch, we kind of just fuse them together. You know how sometimes you go to like a weed dispensary? Not here, you guys. It's not legal for you, right? Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry. Jesus, it's like I just brought up the member of Kiss died or something. You feel how the room just fucking sucked up, Matt? Thanks for coming out. But I like your tats, man. Fuck, I want a tat so bad. What do you got? Do you have any advice for me? I'm 43. You got a few. You've got a few on the right sleeve that look pretty cool. What's that one right there?
Oh, this one? It's yeah. An octopus.
Octopus. Fucking. Just cuz, right? Is there any sort of significance or backstory?
Nope.
Oh, wait, she says yes, there is. Why?
My crackhead brother did it.
Your crackhead brother did it? And does he have, what's his tie to the octopus?
He knows how to draw an octopus.
That's about it, yeah. That's all you need. That's awesome. Yeah, guys do usually get tats for just benign reasons like that, right? I have a friend, he's like, I got Bigfoot, going down on the mermaid on my thigh. Because I always wanted to see that. Now I can look at it and don't have to dream about it. Yeah, fuck, I don't know. What should I get? What's, what else? Sweetheart, what do you have?
Oh, I'm loaded.
Yeah, you're loaded. Yeah, but what tattoos do you have?
The favorite one is Pegasus.
The Pegasus?
From Hercules.
From Hercules.
And
then what's the top, you have another, was that a falcon up there? What is that?
Phoenix.
It's a phoenix. So a lot of, yeah, the phoenix and the Pegasus. What do we have? So many majestic birds. Yeah, are you a big bird gal?
Yes.
You are. Do you have birds as pets? No, I don't believe you. You don't have a parrot at home? You're like, ah, too many tattoos. Ah, should have gotten the octopus.
I can't show him the parrot.
You can't show me the who?
She has a parrot tattoo.
She has a parrot tattoo? Yeah. Fuck,
like her hip to her ankle.
What? Yeah. Is it in a place that might be inappropriate for the kids?
My pants would have to go off.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, by the way, always, yeah, fucking Peter Pervert right on cue. Hey, man, if we all clap loud enough, maybe she'll get inspired. I mean, you know, would have been cool if he did, but. Well, shit, you got something, too. What do you got, my man?
Same,
you're loaded up. Give me one that really is, you know, out of the ordinary. That's a penis? With a who? Wow, it really is. I thought he was joking, but upon further inspection, I can concur. That is a cock flying a kite. What? The penis has a toupee?
Yeah.
All right. You see how easy it is? Get something with a little bit of meaning. Now, that's too specific. That's too specific that there's no way that this is not like, there's got to be some sort of a symbolism or...
Well, no, I was drunk at a party.
And some dude was giving tattoos.
Yeah, I told him I wanted it this big.
Yeah, and that, well, yeah, that plan backfired, yeah. He was like, put my mom's name right here. He's like, how about a cock flying a kite with a toupee on your leg? That's what I heard, and that's what I'm doing. Wow, dude. All right, well, can you top that? What else do you got? That's cool, yeah. And then what's on the right sleeve there?
Where?
It looks like some sort of never-ending story.
A Van Prong.
A Van Prong?
Band Prong.
The yeah. Band called Prong.
Yeah, yeah.
What sort of music do they play?
They're like fucking pretty like heavy from like the 80s and 90s. So it's like
Give me one of their singles.
Prove you wrong.
Say it again.
Prove you wrong is what he said.
David Attenborough's in the back of the room.
Prong is a band from the early 90s with so many hits like Prove Me Wrong and Prove Me Right. They're best consumed early in the morning or late in the evening, surrounded by friends who can draw a penis, kite, toupee, tattoos.
Dude, awesome.
Prove Me Wrong!
That's awesome, dude. This guy went full Joe Biden back there.
Hey, come on.